Close your eyes and be aware of your breath. Try to stay aware of the breath all the way in, all the way out, each breath as it comes in, each breath as it goes out. We're trying to give the mind a good, solid place to stay. It's going to require mindfulness, the ability to keep something in mind. Alertness, the ability to watch what you're doing. And ardency, the desire to do this well. On top of that, you have to have a perception of what you're doing. What's the mental picture of what you're doing? Often we think that the breath is the air that comes in and out of the nose. It comes in because the muscles expand and contract. But the question is, what gets the muscles to expand and contract? That's the breath energy the Buddha is talking about. Where does that come from? It doesn't start at the nose. Notice where the movement starts in the body. Notice how that movement goes through the body. If it goes smoothly, you're fine. If it feels like it's running into obstacles, think of those obstacles relaxing, dissolving away, so that the energy can flow well. You begin to realize that breath is your first experience of the body. Again, we think of the body as something solid, and then the breath comes into the solid. But our first awareness of the body is through the breath energy, through the energy that permeates everything. So try to get in touch with that. Because that's the thing that's closest to your mind. We come to the Buddha's Dhamma because we're suffering. And he says we're suffering because of what's going on in the mind. So you want to get very close to the mind as you get it to settle down. You get it to settle down with something that's easeful, pleasant, something that's expansive, that can fill the whole body. Because you want your awareness to fill the whole body as well. There's already some kind of awareness there, but it's usually not very clear. We want everything to be open inside. So let the breath clean things out, open all the windows and the doors, air things out inside. When you're fully aware of the body, you're more likely to be more aware of what's going on in the mind as well. This is right here. And the Buddha talks about the different places where you can establish mindfulness. There's body, feelings, mind states, mental qualities. And where are these things located? They're located right next to the breath. So the breath is a good place to stay in order to see these things, to understand them. So make sure that your perception of the breath allows for it to fill the whole body, going down the nerves, going down the blood vessels, surrounding the body with a cocoon. It doesn't have any clear boundaries. It's not like the physical part of the body. Allow there to be this expansive sense of breath energy in and around the body. Try to stay in touch with that as you go through the day. And your mind will be well grounded. And its attention will be brought closer and closer to the mind itself, which is where the real problems are. But first get the mind settled with the breath so it feels good being here. Because you want to see the mind clearly, it's best to give it something good to do. If the mind is not doing good things, it's difficult to watch it. You don't want to watch it when you're doing unskillful things. But if you're doing something skillful, then you're happy to watch your mind. Then you can learn a lot about it. As the Buddha said, the reason we're suffering is because of ignorance, and it's ignorance of our own mind, what the mind is doing. So focus your attention right here, right at the breath, and be as close to the mind as you can. And the movements in the mind will actually show themselves in the breath. So set up your camp right here. Because this is where all the important things are happening.